SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Vous êtes avec SBS French. Retrouvez les rubriques sur sbs.com.au/french.
Depuis des semaines, nous assistons à la poursuite de plis sur les réseaux sociaux. Dans cet épisode de SBS Examines, nous discutons avec des experts du rôle joué par l'intelligence artificielle, de ce qu'il observe depuis sa ville natale en Iran.
Covering the war in the Middle East is a bit different than our day-to-day coverage because with the internet blackout in Iran, it's very hard to get first-hand information of what's happening on the ground in Iran. Obviously, your only sources are state media and state TV, so it makes it harder to get those information.
Un reportage sur la vulnérabilité sans précédent des prisonniers iraniens.
What was going on in social media was a video of prisoners being moved to another location from a prison in Tehran, from the Evin prison in Tehran. So the video at the first glance looked pretty okay for me, and it was a good moment because it's obviously very hard, as I mentioned to you, to get those type of footages from Iran. But I think hours later I was interviewing with one of our experts who used to be in prison in Iran for a long time, and she knows those prisons in and out. And we were talking, and she warned me that there is something wrong about that video.
Niamh a revu la vidéo et y a découvert certains éléments suspects.
When they zoom, you see someone disappearing from the video, and then you see someone walking in a very unusual way. So what was more concerning for me as an Iranian journalist was that video was apparently filmed in my hometown, and those videos were apparently from parts of my city that I used to walk probably several times. So I knew those parts of my town, and being almost misled by a video of my own hometown was a very concerning moment for me.
Disinformation is a really powerful tool. We kind of think of disinformation as trying to spread certain narrative, but actually one of the most powerful ways that disinformation can have an impact is by creating distrust. So it might not be that the Iranian regime is spreading a narrative that says this is exactly what's happening. It's spreading a whole pile of different narratives that are just enough to confuse people and either make them disengage or stop them from believing what they hear.
Le docteur Dara Kandouit est maître de conférences en sciences politiques à l'Université de Melbourne. Elle explique qu'image et de vidéos falsifiées peut désormais se faire à une vitesse fulgurante.
In terms of, you know, armed conflicts, the battles are not only fought on the ground. Nowadays, the battles are being fought on social media and news media as well.
Nous savons à quel point il peut être difficile de repérer les fausses vidéos. Que conseille utile à tous?
It is very difficult to nowadays to detect deep fakes or fake images or, you know, news stories or even articles or videos. You can use those ABC rule. So look at the actor and their movement and their posture and all that. Look at the background, whether the scene is the lighting effect, whether the objects make sense or not. And then look at the context, whatever is happening, whether, and then verify the source as well.
sbs.com.au/sbsexamines.
Aimez, partagez, commentez. Suivez-nous sur facebook.com/sbsfrench.
A new SBS music station is here.
SBS Pop Europe.
Filled with Eurovision hits non-stop.
You want more?
The hits you know and the hits you'll want to know.
On DAB Radio, online,
the SBS Audio app
and SBS On Demand.